underpants.
Everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley. Next to me is Karaoke Bob.
How's it going, folks?
Also here, Star Mike, Michael Gaines.
No, I'm Karaoke something.
Star Mike.
Karaoke Star Mike. Karaoke Kathy.
You hit a button and now I can hear your audio.
You're so quiet.
Now you can't hear us because we went live.
Oh, boy.
Perfect. Okay. Well, anybody that can hear.
Like, shush you.
I'll
Now you're fine.
All right. I tweak some knobs.
Star Mike Kathy Gaines,
which means we'll be it'll be blown
We're
out.
We're not that far along in the relationship yet.
No.
Karaoke Star Kathy is here. Kathy Hopkins. Well, you guys are kind of wearing the same thing, so you know. I don't know. You guys coordinated.
Yeah, didn't get the memo. Sorry.
Yeah, were we supposed to wear blue?
And Kathy's got a Starman necklace on, so
I am so embarrassed wearing the same thing.
I have the same color sweatshirt. I didn't know I would have wore it.
Giants.
Mine has this is my house. I can go change.
Great. Yeah, don't do that. No. Right. Let's not.
Hopefully away from the camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll all put on.
I wouldn't want to.
Star Mike, Starman, whatever. That's not worse. No. Wait. Does Starman come from the... The Mario Star guy, or does it come from the...
That's not where my nickname came from.
From the movie.
Jeff Bridges Starman?
It came from nothing. Yeah. I got the nickname from a friend of mine in college.
Because you were a superstar?
No, because I was taking astronomy at the time, and I needed a nickname for our VBS at school, so my friend Christine gave me the nickname Starman.
All right, fair enough. I want to believe it came from the Jeff Bridges movie. Is it Jeff Bridges?
Yeah. That was.
You can believe it if you want, but that's not where it came from.
Seems like you'd be a big fan of that.
Yeah, that was the Jeff Bridges movie was Starman, though, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Starman. All right. What's going on? What's happening, guys?
Nothing.
Nothing much.
It's going to be a great show.
This is it.
Finished watching Agent Carter.
Oh, I'm so far behind on that. I don't even know what's going on.
I'm halfway through the current episode.
You can't talk. Then you can talk about it.
I've seen half an episode. So.
Yeah, I got through like
that's it.
One and a half episodes, as far as I am.
I'm still watching. I'm anxiously awaiting Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to return in March.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, interesting things happening that we can't talk about them now because now all of a sudden I'll be a spoiler to everyone.
Yeah. So let's move on.
Damn it! So, something I can actually talk about.
I was happy with how it ended. So there you go.
I heard there was a lot of Captain America heavy stuff happening.
Wait a minute. So is this the last episode that I'm watching?
Well, of the season, right?
So this past Monday's episode was the last one.
The last one. Period, right? Or is it? So
I'm sure it'll come back.
This is a season finale, not series finale, right?
So we're talking about the episode where Howard Stark comes back and is helping and then gets abducted?
Yeah, spoilers, but yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I don't know what's going on. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that's everywhere by now.
I don't, whatever. I'm not that in, I mean, I was into it at the beginning, and then I kind of just drifted away from it, and I'll go back. I'll watch them all. I'll binge watch them all.
Here. Yeah.
Probably tomorrow when I'm hungover or something.
Everything hurts.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a good time to watch stuff. I went to Cleveland Comic Con over the weekend. Last Thursday, we interviewed Lou Ferrigno.
We did.
Bob and I did. We went up to media night here in Cleveland. And we weren't anticipating. Well, we did talk last week. We might. Like we said, we'd play it by ear. And when I got there, the PR guy for Wizard World was like, "You guys want to talk to Lou?" And I said, "Well, sure. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. Hopefully he would talk back."
and he did. He was quite gracious, even though that you were right. He was ready to go by the time we were done.
He was done.
He was done with us.
He'd had it. He's like, you know, the real TV people showed up, and then there was us and like in our winter coats and a couple of phones to interview him. Like,
gave you guys 7 minutes. Yeah, and I gave you 110%.
Yeah, no. All right, no need to mock the guy.
Oh, sorry, I'm not. I'm just. That's just.
No, he was really nice. He was a very nice guy.
You know, an attitude like that is not going to get you invited back.
That was fine. It was totally fine.
We had a great time. But that's just what I do. I apologize. Sorry.
I did start to do some of the math that he was saying.
Right,
because going to the gym is 50% of being in shape. What you eat is 65%. of right. being in shape, and then always give 110% when you're.
So that's whenever you that's do 205%.
There's a lot of math is not Lou's strong point.
No,
but you know what? He's got much better strong points than I do.
Yeah, which is why I would never have called him out on anything. Yeah. Yeah, while he was there.
Of it is having someone else do the math for him.
Right.
Yeah, no, his strong point is doing those barbell curls every day.
But yeah, my wife and I, soon to be ex-wife, we actually filed for divorce today. Thank you.
Yeah.
We would watch Lou on Celebrity Apprentice, and every week he would say that he gave 110% on the task. We weren't a minute into the interview with him, and he was launching 110% blast.
Well, what
that's great. That's true. I mean, I had to it was everything that I could do because I would just sit there and just yell at Lou through the television set, like, you can't give more than 100%.
Well, in this case, when we were talking to him, he was referring to when he would do
the
show.
Yeah.
When he was doing the Hulk, the Incredible Hulk, he would basically sit in his trailer all day,
right,
until it was time for Hulk time, and it would be like 14 hours in or something,
right.
And then he'd come out and he said he would give 110%,
even though it was a non-speaking role. He would give 110%. Yeah.
And he said that when he watches the show now, when he's glad he did because it comes through that
he extra 10% shines through.
Happy with his performance
in each episode on DVD. Yeah. Yeah, but no, was.
Honestly, it's amazing what you could do. You know, you are a good actor if you can make all the emotions of
which he did really well.
Without
words. Yeah.
You know.
But no, it was really interesting. And I mean, I don't know if, I mean, we talked about it after we were done with him that, you know, he really talked a lot about being a Hulk comic fan when he was a kid. And that it was like, a dream come true. And that was kind of the inspiration for him to get into bodybuilding to begin with, because he was overcoming his speech impediment and his hearing impairment. And it was a self-conscious thing.
Basically.
Yeah. Being bullied from it. And then just, worked out like, well, look, I'm going to work out and you're not, and I'm going to be able to kick your ass.
He's the only living Hulk.
That he mentioned that as well. And he's always been the only living Hulk.
That's true. Yeah.
So
he murdered the others off first.
Right.
Well, the other ones were all computer generated. They weren't real.
Or they were cartoons.
Yeah. We'll play some little audio here. If you're listening to the audio portion and not the video, we'll play it.
Yeah, we'll put some excerpts in there.
Yeah. Some things that it was difficult to get a good audio recording just because they put us in a noisy bar. Because
you're not the professional TV people.
We weren't those guys.
I don't think they got good audio too. It was a
noisy bar, and he's not, he's a little slower spoken, like his tone is low.
Yeah.
So it was difficult, and we weren't prepared at all, so we just used our phones, but we got some stuff. We'll play. We'll throw the audio file up there. I'm going to put that and a bunch of other clips I got from panels during the show. I'll throw them all on geeknewscentral.com, and you can listen to the stuff there.
Yeah, because you got some Corey Feldman stuff.
Yeah, Corey Feldman going on and on and on about his...
Corey Wiseau.
Yeah, Corey Wiseau. The clip I got, if you, like I said, if you go over to Geek News Central, you'll hear it. It's him talking about it's excuses to why his band hasn't put out an album in 7 years. First of all, he has a band. Okay.
First I heard of it.
Yeah.
I missed that album.
All these people are clearly chomping at the bit waiting for the next.
Yeah.
I don't know what his band
is
called.
I've been refreshing his Twitter constantly trying to find when's the new album coming out.
Well, it turns out that during the time.
I'm anticipating that just like the new Supergrass record.
During the time he was recording the album was also the time that an unnamed major company was trying to sabotage his life. By sending in espionage and spies into his world to make him look bad.
So, probably to steal the music so that way no one could ever hear it.
Yeah, and then he moved to get away from that, and someone broke into his house, stole the computer with all the music on it, and he couldn't afford Pro Tools immediately, so he had to get... Yeah, this is what he's in. So
you can.
So I should stop trying to ruin Corey Feldman's life. Okay.
Yeah, so Corey, stop.
There's like,
come on, Kathy.
There's like 76 Russian sites you can go to and get a nice, nice clean copy of Pro Tools with maybe a few little extra fun stuff.
He said, hey, look, Pro Tools is like $12,000, but I got some connections, so I was able to get it. Which means he Bob said, he went to some Russian sites and wanted it. This is probably what he's trying to say.
And then he got another bride.
Yeah, awesome. Probably. Yeah, he had long-ish like a black hair, had the Tommy Wiseau sunglasses on. I don't know. I guess that's what happens when you go bananas. Yeah, I sat in the front.
See them play football together.
They may have tossed the ball around a little bit. I'm sitting in the front of the room.
Corey's going to be Corey's going to play Mark in the room too.
Oh, I hope so. or no, he might play. He would play Tommy's like twin
brother
or brother.
Yeah,
like the Corys. No spoilers or anything, but at the end of the room.
Yeah,
Johnny kind of doesn't make it. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he could be his brother.
Did you ever play the room game that somebody
play it backwards?
No.
What
did you ever play the? There was a video game based on the room that was
shut up. Oh, I remember.
It was written in the NES code.
That's right.
And it's hilarious. And then after it ends, he actually would have made a hell of a lot more sense if he would have been yanked up into space to talk to
aliens
to report on Earth.
In 8-bit, was like he more animated still at least than was his actual face?
Maybe, yeah.
You're telling me about Lisa.
Yeah. Well, he did do that. He did that YouTube. Was it Machinima? Whatever, is that how you say it? Machinima did a whole thing with him where he reviewed video games. Did you ever watch that on YouTube?
Yes.
No.
Oh yeah, it's him on an alien. So the premise is he's kidnapped by aliens and forced to play and review video games. So he's in this like set of an alien spaceship, and he's just kind of sitting there yelling at the screen as people do when they play video games.
Sure.
But it's Tommy Wiseau, so it's that. Like, it's also pretty great. He did a few things. And the house that drips blood on whatever.
Yeah,
Alex.
The house that drips blood on Alex, right?
Yeah, that was also good.
I haven't seen the whole thing. I saw
it's not very long. It's 10 minutes long.
Oh, is that it? That I've seen the whole thing.
You've seen the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah.
way off track. So Cleveland Comic Con was good. I said Shatner was there, spaced out, completely spaced out during his panel. I didn't sit through it all. I think he was stoned, honestly. I can't say for sure, but he sounded like it. It made me feel stoned listening to him.
Maybe he just had like a buildup of glucose in his brain. He hasn't taken his diabetes medication or something like that day.
Bruce Campbell was hilarious. He did a whole kind of audience got talent thing, which was pretty funny. I will put that clip up of some of that. That's like a 20-minute clip, but it's pretty funny. Karen Gillan was there wearing weird mom pants. That was odd.
Probably because I spent too much time just talking to her, the Walker Stalker. I rubbed off on her.
You did it. It's your fault.
You made the mom made her feel mommy.
Weird.
The mom pants were weird. I don't know if she's pregnant. It looked like maybe she was. I don't know. But maybe that's the thing. I don't know. Whatever.
Drinking her way through the convention.
Perhaps. I think a lot of people probably did do that. It was freezing cold. It was like record cold in Cleveland during that weekend. So
yeah, it was.
But she did comment that she's from Scotland, so she's used to it being kind of cold. She didn't have a problem with it.
I know
a clip from her.
I was fortunate enough to find a parking spot on the street the night we went up to see Lou.
Even though I had to walk a little bit.
Oh, it was brutal.
That was really cold. I got a clip from.
It was kind of toasty here, just saying.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I wore shorts one day.
Yeah.
Appreciate it,
Kathy.
Yeah. Nice. That's great. Yeah.
Send us pictures. Billy Boyd was pretty funny with Graham McTavish, one of the hobbits. Billy Boyd, he was one of the hobbits in Lord of the Rings. Graham was one of the dwarves in The Hobbit. And they had some funny stories. Those guys were actually pretty entertaining as well. I got a clip from them I'll put up. I saw Drea De Mateo, who essentially admitted that she's become her characters in real life now.
Okay.
Pretty much looked like it.
She doing heroin?
She looked not great.
I got to see if I can.
I mean, she physically looked okay, but she was really like, looked like she didn't want to be there, but she needed the money. This is what it essentially looked like. Joey Lauren Adams was there talking about movies she's working on. She's doing a lot of indie stuff now. It was interesting to see her. She still remembered that whole speech from outside the hockey rink and Chasing Amy, where the whole mealy mouth thing, and she rattled that off while we were there. and just talking about how Kevin Smith was like demanding that they do it all in one take, but then when it was time for Kevin Smith's turn to talk, he couldn't even remember his like one line. So she was she was telling stories about that. That was pretty cool. You know, for first one in Cleveland, they announced dates for next year. There was quite a few people there. I emailed the PR guy for some numbers, and he said thousands of fans attended. I said thanks.
thousands.
Thanks for that specific number there.
That's great,
Jer. but there were quite a few people there. Saturday, obviously, is always the big day, mm-hmm. and there was, you know, there were quite a few people. You know, not the same quality of cosplay that you would see in SoCal, but you know, it was all right.
It was cold as a mofo.
Yeah, there was a lot of, well, beyond that, it was just like, you know, a lot of cardboard and tape going on. Yeah. But you know, for here,
a lot of people dress up like that. Oh, what was that big white abominable snowman creature in Empire Strikes Back? What the hell was the name of that
thing?
Oh, Wampa.
A Wampa.
Yeah. No, I didn't see any Wampas.
No Wampas.
So you get a lot of cardboard and tape like we do in New York?
Yeah. I got a little spoiled from SoCal Comic-Cons and mm-hmm. the quality of
Well, and commitment. Honestly, it really does matter that it's warmer here and everything, and because you don't have to worry about having a coat on top of stuff and, you know, crappy weather just raining on your
Wonder costume. Woman, sure. Yeah, Wonder Woman costumes would have been very, very chilly here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
It was, on top of that, you got people in California, Southern California, which are in or close to the business.
That's the thing, yeah. People are serious about their quality. I mean, there was a guy selling helmets and stuff. Like, he had a booth, and I was looking at him going, oh, wow, I would be embarrassed to sell that. Like, it was just...
Oh, that bad?
Yeah, it was not good. And asking, like, $300 a pop for some of the helmets and things, and I was like, yeah, dude, just go on eBay.
look gotta know your market.
Yeah, I don't know what he was selling. If he sold anything, I don't know. But, yeah, it was... Definitely different. I ran into, I don't know, Kathy, do you know York in a Box? Do you know that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ran into him here, which was weird. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, yeah. And we were like, both of us have parents here. So he was here because of that. So, so I hung out with him a good portion of the time. And it was cool just knowing somebody else, you know, nice. Especially from the Southern California cons and then seeing him here. It was cool. So, yeah, I know, and I had a good time. It was good. I went all 3 days. And pretty much what I expected, but you know, maybe a little better than I expected. Mm-hmm. So it was fun. I had fun. Yeah. We'll try to do more interviews or something next time. I don't know. See what happens. So we got a bunch of comic related news we can talk about. We've got Aquaman picture was released.
Yes, and apparently he speaks Dothraki.
Yeah. Well, we knew it was going to be that guy, Kahlo, whatever his name is. Some people are upset because he doesn't look whatever.
He doesn't
look gay enough.
He doesn't look like Mermaid Man or Barnacle Boy. Is that what it is?
I guess, yeah. He's not like flamboyant enough looking. You can't do that. That's the same problem that Superman has. You can't have this flaming looking costume, basically. You got to have something cool.
Aquaman was, for me growing up, was just never one of the major figures. It was always Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and that was it.
Right.
Everybody else was just off to the side. So.
Right, but see, Iron Man was never a major player either, or Captain America, and they made that look cool and worked.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, maybe they can pull off Aquaman with this look.
I remember the Aquaman from Justice League.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, new Aquaman doesn't have, like, the orange and green going on. He's all, like, black and gray.
And thank God for that, right?
No, I agree. As long as they do it right, you know, who knows? Who knows what it'll be?
You know, oddly enough, they're going to make him look badass, and yet they're still going to have Momoa in the corner rocking back and forth saying, guys, I'm useful, I swear. The
whole time. Yeah, probably.
I mean, where does Aquaman, you know, where does that all take place?
Underwater. Sea.
I was going to say, I mean, what all can be happening under the water? I mean, I guess somebody's got to police that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there'll be crazy special effects and everything. And
sure.
He's a DC character, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
And apparently he was in Man of Steel.
He was?
Yes, there was a scene where Clark falls into the water.
It was breaking some stuff.
Now, I'll have to find it. I'll have to dig it up. But apparently Aquaman had some influence over the fish that were around him, helping him out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I imagine this is all they're trying. DC is trying desperately to be like Marvel and do the whole, you know, squeeze the money out of each individual movie and then slap it together into into Justice League.
Yeah.
I would imagine. You know, whatever. If it's good, it's good. I mean, Man of Steel was not good. It was terrible.
No, it was not.
It was terrible.
Did you say
and the thing is, I've gotten into philosophical conversations with people about Man of Steel, and they're like, it was the best Superman movie ever. I'm like, no, it was not. You just don't like the fact that they change a character. You can't take change. Like, well, he friggin' killed a guy.
Like, I can get past that. The way they did it sucked because he could have just, I mean, they didn't make it like it was some. Didn't even make it like it was torturous for him to do it. He just did it at the end, where it's like, well, he could have fucking done it at the beginning and be done. Like, it wasn't like...
I had a lot of problems with...
My problem is a boring story. All he did was smash shit the entire time. It was boring. It was boring to watch. It was the same problem that the Hulk movies had, just smashing shit. There was no story.
This is the difference between the original Superman movie and Man of Steel, is that in Superman... His father, or the essence of his father, taught him how, you know, like, just do the right thing, be a nice guy, and here's a bunch of information. This movie is just like, I'm just going to let the world burn.
Yeah. Well, because his father in this one was, what's his name?
Gladiator.
The Gladiator.
Russell Crowe.
Punching shit in Australia or whatever, that South Park. Mm-hmm. Remember, he's like smashing. Remember at South Park when they did the Russell Crowe? Smashing things, breaking faces, whatever it was, the show that they were watching.
That show.
Like punching around the world or whatever.
Yeah.
It just kind of fit, I guess. Yeah, no, the whole thing was kind of ridiculous and terrible. And now that's why, you know, the next one, all they talk about is Batman, even though it's the next Superman movie.
Right.
You never hear about Superman. You hear about Batman and Affleck and all that. We'll see.
Worried about that.
I'm very worried about that.
It's not going to be great. we've got Power Rangers.
Did you watch this?
Oh yeah, that was great.
Beautiful.
14 minutes short. Not sure where it came from or what the deal was, but somebody put it out. James Vanderbeek and Katie Sackhoff in it, and it was really dark Power Rangers short, like boobs and murder the entire time.
That's great.
Oh, it was really good.
I might actually watch it.
Blood on the lens.
The problem is that the company that makes them, I don't know, begins with an S, Sabo or something like that, they're trying to block it.
Yeah.
And they had it taken down from Vimeo, and they keep trying to take it down from YouTube. I downloaded it to make sure that I had my own copy. But I think the problem is they're trying to come out with their own reboot of Power Rangers, so they don't want people getting confused with this one and whatever one they're working on.
Right, because people are posting that this is a reboot. I did see that in the headline a couple times.
It's a fan film.
It is essentially a fan film. It's great.
It's a great one.
It is great, yeah.
Well, I mean, I got newfound respect for James Vanderbeek after Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. I loved that show.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, he's kind of a badass in this little short, too. I mean, it was pretty good. Check that out before it's gone. Go find it somewhere. We'll put a link somewhere probably, if I remember. Oscars happened. Actually, do we have any more? Yeah. Did we have any more comic book stuff here? Let's see.
The new Alien movie has Sigourney Weaver, huh?
Yeah, they officially got her.
Yeah, they got her, and it's going to ignore Alien 3 and Alien Resurrection.
Oh, well, good.
So this is a direct sequel to Aliens.
Huh.
The first movie.
The second movie.
The second movie.
Oh, that's right. Aliens.
So this is like what Superman tried to do, kind of.
Essentially what Superman Returns tried to do, is that they ignored Superman 3 and 4, and it was a direct sequel to Superman 2.
But Sigourney Weaver was in Resurrection.
Yeah. Who cares? It was a shitty movie, and Alien 3 was a shitty movie.
I hate when they do this stuff. I hate this.
I don't.
Because you can't ignore it. It happened. It's like, what Holocaust? I mean, it's just like, it's terrible, no, but it happened.
Didn't go there.
I didn't see Alien Resurrection, so I thought maybe there was some additional Holocaust in that movie that didn't exist in the other movies. You're maybe, talking about the real, actual Holocaust?
Maybe that's too far.
That's despicable.
Like, all right. The point is that
it's the Holocaust. you just referenced. All right. Wow.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Wow.
Fine.
Guilty. It happened.
Fine. Of course it happened.
Yes.
So did Resurrection, and so did that other terrible movie.
It's fantasy.
I know.
Didn't really happen.
It didn't do whatever it made.
Now we have hope that somebody will ignore JJ's Star Trek movies.
Yeah, or Lucas's prequels. I mean, it's going to be hard to do any of that.
I liked JJ's Star Trek movies.
I did too. I liked
them. I got a lot of problems with those.
Of course you do.
They were good, but
I like to be entertained, and I just go to this blissful little place where the shit doesn't matter.
Yeah, fair enough. We discussed a little bit of the problems we had, I think, with Star Trek.
We did.
That's fine. All right. Well, who's writing the new Alien? What are we calling it? 3?
I don't know what we're calling. It's probably not going to be called Alien 3 because that name has been taken.
Aliens?
No.
Aliens with a little. You can't really put like to the third.
Nope, you can't do that either. No. Is Dan Aykroyd writing this?
Neil Blomkamp or Blomkamp?
Yeah.
Neil is writing this, and no, Dan Aykroyd is not attached to it. So, so it was announced that Sigourney Weaver is attached to it. I'm sure Michael Biehn will be doing some stuff with it, but they're going to have to get somebody new for Newt because she's all grown up now. Mm. So I don't know how that's going to work.
And they're doing another
Prometheus movie. Can there be a cyborg that's John Hurt in it?
Sure.
Yeah, because I would like to see him in the movie again, even though he died in the first one.
Was that who that was?
Yeah, wasn't it? Or William Hurt? No, John Hurt.
I don't know.
The guy who was in V for Vendetta for Vendetta. The guy,
what?
No, right?
I don't know what you're
the guy
about.
Who was
you're talking about
Winston in 1984. Who isn't that his name?
You want to know who was the android guy in the first Alien movie?
No, he wasn't the android.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, not the android guy. The guy who's the alien comes out of his stomach.
Oh.
That's John Hurt.
That's John Hurt.
That's John Hurt. Yeah. See? I want to see him in the movie again.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Fine. We'll send you a request.
Thanks.
We'll send a letter.
There's got to be a way to do it.
Twitter. Send a message.
Well, no, I mean, there's got to be a way to resolve it in the story that he died, but yet he can be in the next movie.
Right.
Man fiction.
Yeah. And he's gay with an alien.
Get on it.
Speaking of Alien, people have been posting those pictures of that Sigourney Weaver with the alien like right next to her face.
Yeah.
And in conjunction with John Travolta right next to ScarJo's face. Have you seen those? From the Oscars.
ScarJo, is that what we're calling her now?
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson, yeah. So the Oscars, let's get to that. That's what they call her.
Yeah, damn A-Rod ruined it for everyone.
No, yeah. And whoever else. Oscars happened. Did you watch them?
I did.
I didn't. I was filming a thing.
Me too.
You're filming a thing? Oh.
Oh,
okay.
Well. Yeah. I was an extra on a thing.
Let's talk about that. That's way more interesting than the Oscars.
I was also 2 or 3 blocks away from the Oscars too.
Well, that means you could be nominated next year.
For the best extra award.
Yeah. Why don't they have that?
I see my face a lot apparently on the thing, but they're like, hey, you up front more, and other people behind. Okay.
Were you a featured extra?
I'm not, maybe.
You'd know. So.
That's best supporting.
No, it's
role.
Called featured extra.
Oh, featured extra.
There's a thing, yeah.
Oh. Is no.
There's such a thing, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yep, and they're just kind of pulling up different people, different parts of the scenes, depending on how they looked.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just kind of surprised they were shoving me behind a wall somewhere. So that was nice.
Oh. You didn't talk, though, did you?
No, it's probably why they want me up front more. Just couldn't say a damn word.
Didn't want you to talk. Well, are you allowed to say what it's for?
Just like a new app called eKiss, I believe.
You call what?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. What's it?
Mm-hmm. It's a new social media app.
Wait, what's it called? I didn't hear you.
E-Kiss.
E-Kiss.
Yes. Right.
So it was like
a bunch of social media things into one thing.
Like a commercial, essentially.
Hmm. Oh, it's, I can't find it on Google. Therefore, right. It doesn't exist and you're lying.
Right.
It does exist. I Googled it just the other
no,
day.
No, Google has stopped letting you find porn.
It's not porn.
What?
No, but that's true. They did actually say that if you have a porn blog or anything like that,
yes.
They're taking out of the directories, which I think is really weird and kind of crappy and sensory.
Hmm. Oh, man, I need a new search engine that'll show me porn.
Dogpile.
Done.
I assume.
That could be
Lycos.
What's
wireless way to exchange contact and social network account information with people you meet. No typing, just e-kiss to connect.
Yep, you bump your phones repeatedly.
Oh.
To the phone and say, no more. I'm tired.
Stop it. Stop bumping me.
I need to have a cigarette.
I have an iPhone. My iPhone doesn't bump into anything and get information. Does it?
What was that, Mike?
It's just too hard to type in 7 digits.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's like if you have, say, Instagram and Facebook and all that and phone number and stuff, but you could just bump the phones together and have all that information instead of, can we find your Instagram? Let me find your Facebook.
So that's like an Android Samsung thing.
Yeah, those things. Does that work with iPhones?
Right now it's iPhone.
It's only iPhone.
Oh.
Huh.
Because it seems like it would be like the S-Beam thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Huh, interesting.
I'm guessing that also is a thing that iPhones do because I saw them doing that there. And it
all right.
Looks like they continue to try and be Android.
Interesting tech. Weird, interesting. Huh? So it's basically a commercial you did, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Like cool. A long one, though. I guess it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
This is how it works.
I need to mix another drink already.
Would you like a lime freeze?
I still got some of the coffee shit left.
All right. Well, mix yourself a drink.
Coffee shit.
Jeez. All right, well, enough of the Oscars then. Honestly, it was like, I thought it was fairly entertaining. It is what it is.
How was the Lady Gaga Julie Andrews thing? I heard that was good.
It was amazing.
That was,
it was great.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, I heard a lot of good stuff about that.
I heard a lot from the local TV reporter about what it was.
Yeah.
Because she used the word
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean,
which
she didn't know what she was. I mean, she'd clearly heard the word in the past, had no idea what it meant or how derogatory it was. And the look on Wayne Dawson's face is priceless.
Her co-anchor, the Wayne Dawson black guy,
yeah,
just going along with it.
Yeah. Yeah,
so what are you gonna do?
But Wayne,
I just heard about
it. Wayne.
Oh, watch the video.
Wayne Dawson, grandfather of the skin flute.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
What?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
They were talking about
Cleveland.
He's like,
TV
all I
thing.
Do is I can play the skin flute or something like that, just not realizing what the hell he was saying.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Yeah, I mean Wayne.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Wayne comes.
Whole channel is full of what?
Yeah, they're like,
guys, stop!
Completely just out of touch with what all these things mean, and I mean there's in I remember watching a lower third once. They have this other black guy on there called Kicking It with Kenny, and he's the guy that they send
Kenny
out.
Crompton.
Yeah, he's the guy that they send out to all the restaurants and stuff.
This is all local Cleveland.
All local Cleveland stuff. So Kicking It with Kenny was at this barbecue joint called The Black Pig.
Oh, no.
And it didn't say live from The Black Pig. It just said Kenny Blah Black Pig underneath. Like, are you kidding me? That they don't look at that lower third and go,
no.
Maybe we should think about this whole concept.
Maybe we should say live from The Black Pig on the lower third. Maybe. Yeah. Just a couple more words.
Just said Kenny Crompton, key Black Pig.
Yeah, just said Kicking It with Kenny, Black Pig.
There might be a word drought.
Yeah.
Just say the words.
God.
But yeah, that channel, that morning show is hilarious just for those sort of things because those types of things come out. They couldn't hear it through all the
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And she just kept saying it and just loved what she was saying. He's just sitting there going.
And he's going, oh, there's going to be a meeting right after the show. I really want to go home.
She heard some like random aunt, like uncle or grandparent or something just randomly saying it growing
right.
up.
Right, and never thought anything.
And
about
it, and no it was idea. And it was
crazy
like
crazy racist uncle.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Now Wayne Dawson has been her most staunchest supporter through this whole thing. And he's like, look, if you know her the way I know her, that she didn't mean anything by it. She's just a dumb white girl. She was Miss Missouri USA pageant.
There you go.
So she wasn't even a Miss America. She was Miss US in the Miss USA, which is Donald Trump's version.
Oh, yeah.
And those girls aren't. I mean, I don't want to cast any aspersions on
and the such
on the quality of intellect of the Miss USA girl.
Well, hey, she's an anchor on Cleveland television now.
Yeah, that she is.
That's that.
But I worked with a Miss Ohio USA at one point,
as opposed to Miss Ohio
America
Universe. Yeah, right, whatever.
Well, no, there's two. There's two pageants.
Miss America, Miss USA, Miss Universe. There's Miss whatever Tetris.
And
I don't know.
Miss America is the older one, which didn't have any more nice beginnings anyway. But it's now the more prestigious one,
if there is one.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, yeah. So that happened. So she got suspended for 3 days because of that.
Right.
Yeah. For being dumb.
For being ignorant. She just didn't know. She wasn't,
right. Because I can think of some things that probably have been said in my house that I don't know if they were racist or not. I mean,
right, yeah.
I don't think that. There are words that nobody says.
Right.
And like
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Not one that anybody says. I can see where that might fall into that.
It's not really been in the vernacular for a long time.
This isn't racist, but this was one that was like Sam Hill. Like, you've ever heard of that? Like, what in the Sam Hill?
What in the Sam Hill going on here?
And my mom would be like, don't say that. That's like swearing. And I'm like, what?
What?
okay.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. Another one, and I remember Kevin Smith brought this up, and I'd never heard it anywhere else but in my house and from him. And he had the same dilemma that I had. Sheeny house. Have you heard the word sheeny?
No.
Yeah. I'd be like, don't put the, you know, whatever. Don't put the furniture in front of the window. This place looks like a sheeny house. Or don't throw a... something over. Apparently, it's a Jew thing. I didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't. And Kevin Smith brought this up too. And I remember listening to him say this. Like, you've heard this? It's He was like, I never knew what this was. And somebody looked it up. I never knew that either. And I'm not sure my mom knew what that was. She's like, oh yeah. It was like, you know, if you got basically it was just like bad decorating. Oh. You know,
because the Jews are such horrible decorators.
I guess
that's why
I've never heard of them.
That was why the Holocaust happened.
Wait, Kathy, what'd you find?
It's just a derogatory term for a Jewish person. That's it.
Yeah. See, and I never would have known. I never heard that. Nobody here has ever heard that.
It wasn't about the Aryan race. The Holocaust, it was all about because we need to rid the world of bad decorators.
Of a bad feng shui.
Yeah.
That's essentially it.
Yeah, it's like, poor like, interior decorating.
Don't put the lamp in front of the window. This place looks like a sheeny house. I could have said that, and I mean, I say it now and don't feel
it's
weird.
It's a major award.
Because I never knew that was a derogatory term. So I can understand if that's something that might have been said.
I'm sure you'll talk about that next week on This Week in Racial Slurs.
Yes, just go to StarWarsShow.com and find it.
There it is. I was wondering when. Here we are an hour in. The show's almost over, and now the
Star Wars. Is there any Star Wars news, by the way?
A little bit. JJ said that there's some stuff coming for Celebration.
Yeah, Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill, the
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I was talking about.
He's going to be at the Celebration. I think Carrie Fisher has also been announced.
Is his mom Dorothy Hamill
going
to be there?
That's what you were getting for. Yeah.
That's
you're looking for going. A skater. Yeah, and not the good kind. Probably, yeah. Though, so they're apparently going to be there. I will apparently be there. So if anybody cares.
I'm excited that you're going to be there. And I'll be right here. Probably right on this stool.
Next time I apply for some press passes, you guys, if you want to. Let me know.
All right.
I could probably get one more.
What?
Part of the show. Yeah, I know.
I kind of live here.
Yeah, so. I know. You're kind of part of the show. So. Yay. I don't know. I mean, I've already applied and got my Star Wars on, so I don't know if I can get another one.
Yeah.
We can always make an attempt to be like, oh, this is my assistant, and you can come
That's
with me.
That's right.
You can try that on there. Anyway,
things being someone's assistant, supposedly. Oh, never done that.
Yeah, no, it totally works. Whatever, people don't know what's going on. Anyway, so there's that. DuckTales is getting a reboot of some sort.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
I do.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Life is like an airplane. Okay.
That was on when I was away at college.
Yeah,
I
Mike's too old for that.
Yeah.
I was in like sixth grade or something.
I forgot all about DuckTales.
Pee-wee's getting a new movie on Netflix.
Oh, it's a direct to Netflix, huh?
I think, yeah.
Kind of like The Interview.
Kind of.
Which was did anybody by the just quick poll, did anybody like it?
I liked it.
The Interview? Oh yeah.
No, I watched it like three times. I thought it was great.
I thought it was actually pretty funny, yeah.
And I watched like half of it. I'm like, I can't watch this anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's just stupid humor. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting stupid humor.
Yeah, I don't know what the big deal was about any of it, really.
I like stupid humor, and for whatever reason or another, I couldn't.
And you like to get stoned, so what was the problem?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
All right.
I'll go watch Super Troopers again.
Oh, I can't stand that.
I never get tired of that movie.
I don't like that movie.
It's really like that mustache ride.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Hey, it wasn't that I didn't like the movie. I just didn't care about it. It just wasn't funny to me. I don't know. It wasn't
funny. Maybe it's because I've been stoned in the backs of cars so often that I could totally relate to that.
Relate to it. Yeah.
It hit home.
It really did. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Somebody posted a story about Jeb Bush's wedding photos, and there's only one that was taken from like some Instamatic camera. And the interesting part about this is that Jeb had hired his little brother Marvin.
Right, Marvin Bush.
Marvin Bush.
Who was head of security at
cousin,
the...
Marvin!
Yeah.
Marvin Barry!
Yeah. Now, Marvin Bush was head of security at the Twin Towers up until the time they got taken down.
And then he ran away.
Yeah.
So he was supposed to take pictures at Jeb Bush's wedding, and he was shooting on film. And the story goes that when he went to develop the film...
Wait a second. What year did he get married?
Oh, I don't know. Like in the 70s.
What else would he be shooting on? Paper plates?
Right. So he's shooting on film. I'm just putting it out there because this is the thing that happened. Right. He rolled film that he'd already shot.
It was in pewter.
He rolled film that he'd already shot into the canisters and shot over film. So when he developed it, it came with like double images. And what the original film was all Frank Zappa. Since he had shot pictures of Frank Zappa in concert.
You know, if Frank were alive, he would be so happy that he ruined those pictures.
Every image of Jeb Bush's wedding has Frank Zappa or one of the mothers of invention overlaid.
That's
Jeb Bush.
That is good.
I thought that was a great story, and I would love to see those pictures, but apparently they're nowhere. But, man, that would be so funny. Yeah, so there's like, he's like, in some interview, he's like, yeah, we did just never, I just never talked about it, never said anything, just said that the film was... Whatever, like, just nobody ever asked, and that was that. But here's what happened.
He re-rolled old film.
Yeah, he shot Frank Zappa at a concert, then didn't realize that he had just rolled it back into the canister, and then shot his brother's wedding. And it was all Jeb Bush and Frank Zappa.
Fantastic.
But I guess he had like apparently at some point.
That's my Bush.
Oh, that was such a funny.
That movie. Show was awesome.
Yeah, it was so great.
Oh,
Jeb Bush and Frank Zappa is my Nickelback cover band.
he said he did like end up submitting one of the images to some contest and won like third prize for like this artistic Zappa Jeb Bush photo.
Yeah, I mean it's like such a juxtaposition, you know.
That's great. I'd love to see those pictures. Where's that film now? Oh, there's
it
that.
Will surface. It will happen.
I think it must. All right. We got anything else? Anything else over there?
Pee-wee.
Oh, yeah, the new Pee-wee movie.
Well, that's what we were getting at, but nobody had anything to say about
which
it.
Which I know nothing about, so this was the first I've heard of it. I'm excited about this.
It is going to Netflix, right?
Yes.
Is it Pee-wee's Big Holiday?
Is that what it is?
Yep, and everyone's going to watch it quietly in a theater alone.
Aww.
With a coat on their lap.
My hand on my pants. As you should.
That's great, Kathy. It took me that long to get that. I'm like, oh, that's a Paul Rubens masturbating in a porn theater joke. That's
you're
great.
Because that's new.
Yeah. He got past that. He's got way past that. This is the thing. People will forgive weird sex stuff. I mean, unless it's like really weird. Like,
like define really weird.
Well, like with kids or animals.
Oh,
or
that's
something.
Terrible. That's awful.
No, but people will forgive that. Think of any like politics. Sex scandal, people will forget about everybody.
Yeah,
Clinton,
I mean,
the other guy from New York, that guy, like, they'll forgive anything of that stuff. because everybody's a perv.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess it's not that weird. I mean, but I mean, everybody masturbates. I mean,
what are you talking about?
I don't.
You're weird. What's wrong with you?
But never in a theater.
I don't think
you will burn in hell.
Yeah.
Define never in a theater.
Stick around that's for right. the off ramp with.
That's right. My life isn't over yet.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It could still happen.
Nah, people are forgiving when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
They really are.
I mean, I thought it was funny, but I was like, I'm never going to watch Pee-wee ever again. But
no.
Yeah.
No, he's had quite a comeback, actually. He's like, yeah, he took a show to Broadway, and he did
He hosted a game show on MTV there for a while. Oh, really? Right after that, I think.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Way then. I might have been in college.
Yeah. Everything Mike hasn't seen was when he was in college.
Yeah.
When was it? Because that happened.
It was.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm trying to.
There was. God, I don't know. That was such a long time ago. I couldn't.
Yeah, but
it was
post masturbating. You don't know Jack, the game show.
You don't know Jack, really?
That was it. Yeah.
I don't remember him doing that.
I don't remember doing that either. We used to play that all the time when we were drunk.
Starring Paul Rubens as Troy Stevens. That was it.
And then he was in Blow, and he was in...
Oh, there was only one season, and there were six episodes.
There you go.
That's probably why I don't remember.
Yeah, what year? Summer 2001.
Cookie Masterson.
Oh, I was so done with MTV then.
Well, I guess you showed us. You can find clips of...
Why are you so cool, man?
Yeah, no, he's so cool. You can find clips of that show on YouTube, it looks like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sarasota, Florida was where he was banging out himself.
Yep.
Nobody goes... Porn theaters don't even exist anymore.
No, the first time there was one in downtown Akron that when we were like 17 years old, we used to drive to Akron, go to the Zip Mart, buy some Mad Dog 2020, and then sneak into the adult theater. And then, you know, what was really strange was that the movie that was being shown in the theater, I saw it like three more times, oddly enough.
At church?
No. Like then we went to a strip club and the same fucking movie was on.
Just in the background?
Well, yeah, I'm like, what? Did they shoot like two porns in history?
In Akron?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I've never been in an adult theater. I mean, yeah. I've been in adult bookstores where they had like the booths and stuff, but.
Yeah, it was. Just, I mean, this, I know this sounds cliche, but it wasn't my idea to go.
No, of course not.
Yeah,
never is.
No,
look, none of us are your.
Wife. Oh, I went. I'm like, oh, this is going to be kind of cool, maybe. But I mean, you know, the stigma
voice
of a
in your head tell you to go. You know,
yeah,
like, peer pressured into it.
It's time to go to the adult theater.
Let's get some
money.
Yeah.
Well, that guy.
So,
all right. If there's nothing else, then plugs.
World of Warcast, This Week in Trek, and I started a new show. The show that I was teasing last week, I put the first episode out, and it's been getting some really good feedback. It's called Yestergear.
Yestergear.
Yes.
Very good.
So I talked to Tom Merritt, the illustrious Tom Merritt. We talked about TI-99s and stuff, and then I'm doing the Atari 2600 with Patrick Beja on Monday.
Nice.
That's great.
I sold my Apple IIe today for $150.
Wow,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
I might have paid like $5 or $10 for it.
Yeah,
so that was all right. I sent you the clips of Karen Gillan if you want to use them for your any of your shows, the Who show, or actually,
the Who show, yeah,
she does talk about wanting to be on Star Trek, so you can use that clip if you want.
Okay,
it's in there.
So I actually have a plug this week.
You have a plug?
Yeah.
What?
This Saturday.
Is it purple?
Moving in Stereo, the ultimate tribute to the Cars, will be playing beginning at 9 o'clock at Rico's Bar and Grill at the corner of Pearl and Sleepy Hollow in Brunswick, Ohio.
Super local plug.
Super local plug.
Right,
hyper local.
Yeah, you should fly out, Kathy. It'll be good.
You should.
And
I believe his band will fly you
and
out.
And whatever you have to spend, you'll save in beer because it's only like $1
that's true.
For wow. beer. The
place. Drinks are so cheap out here. It's unbelievable.
And there's a warm place to smoke if you are into cigarettes.
There's an indoor smoking.
There's
section.
An indoor smoking.
Just so it's so not West Coast. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, yeah, West Coast like cigarettes.
It's bleh. Yeah,
I'm like, I wish I could.
Feeling cancer is just listening to it, guys.
Yeah.
I did see that San Francisco wants to ban plastic bottles now as their new thing. So good luck drinking.
What are you going to use?
Drink your water out of a soggy paper bag.
All those aluminum ones or something?
I don't know.
God. I remember when they moved away from glass. You used to have to buy soda and milk and everything in glass.
Yeah.
And then moved to plastic, and it was great. Now they want to get rid of plastic.
I don't know how. I don't know.
So, you can, like, hose it at everybody.
Like, just open your mouth when it's raining, guys. Sorry.
Some biodegradable corn derivative bottle that'll eventually degrade.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
leave it in your fridge for a week and it's just dissolved.
It just dissolves.
Pretty much. I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's made of starch.
You guys remember what we had Mountain Dew? Clay. Bye.
Yeah, it's made out of clay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I'll get some in the fridge now.
Clay bottles. Kathy?
You'll have to erect like a force field around water to carry
Stop
around.
Talking about your force field erection. Go on. Yeah, what your show?
Anxiety Party. I'm working on, I guess, for this week. I've been kind of busy the past couple of weeks with things and stuff and scheduling conflicts. But, yeah, so I have to verify first my guests before I can say anything. So. Yeah,
you should. All right.
Yeah, Anxiety Party on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm at Cheesy G.
Oh, yeah. Cheesy G. See, now you're mixing up your...
Cheesy G.
Mixing up your... Cheesy G. Your pseudonyms. People are going to figure things out.
Uh-oh.
You can tune into the Off-Ramp. 10 years of the Off-Ramp happening this year. So
yes, it is.
We've been doing those shows.
We've done more shows, I think, in the past 2 months than we have in the past 10 years.
We've done more shows that have been posted, for sure. So yeah. I got to get some stuff up soon, but... DFHOffRamp.com is where those live.
Not safe for anywhere.
Yeah, those are not safe for anywhere, pretty much. They're all over the place.
Yeah, they are.
Sometimes they're safe, sometimes they're not.
Sometimes they're not. Yeah.
Just whatever.
The least safe ones have never seen the light of day.
That's a whole other thing. Yeah. Not safe for you.
Yeah, not safe for me. When I get to a point where I'm really, really drunk, things get bad.
No. Bob starts saying things he doesn't understand that are wrong. No good. I just keep thinking of that Far Side song, Jigaboo Time.
I forgot about that.
I love the Far Side. I keep saying it now. I'm like, but see, again, that's not doesn't strike me as I can't say the N-word.
Right.
Like, I can't.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Doesn't strike me as like a really horrible word the way that the N-word
It's probably actually worse.
It is. Yeah. But it's been so like out of play for so many years.
Right.
That it doesn't
And we have a hard time saying the N-word. However, black people have no problem saying it.
Well yeah. That's
but it's like, yeah, it's nice. You're my.
I feel like that's not.
They're not walking around going.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Now I feel that that's also worse.
Yeah, now
I don't know that feels worse. Yeah.
I feel like someone has a counter right now of how many times you have said.
But I keep seeing it in headlines. I keep hearing people say it. So I'm like, this is clearly not as bad as the N-word. Because they would just say the N-word.
Yeah, now all of a sudden, you know, that's going to be even worse than it was
I feel
before.
Like the J-word is like... Like so many generations gone that it's not as bad, you know? Like it hasn't been used since like the 30s, like as really a regular term.
Well, I'm offended by white boy, so.
Shut up, honky.
So when does This Week in Racial Slur start?
All right, cracker. Yeah. This week in Cracker started like 30 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
Cracker.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thanks for joining us, everyone.
Robot Underpants is part of the Geek News Central Podcasting Network.
Yes, it is.
The views and expressions, whatever.
Are not those of Geek News Central.
Or anything of their owners and things like that.
And special thanks to
Geek News Central.
Special thanks to Langley over there for – is that – you don't use that here.
No, I do, yeah.
Oh, okay,
I introduced myself as such a few
times. That's what I thought. Yeah. I couldn't remember, but – For studio rental today, he bought my beer. I thought that was very nice.
There you go. All right. Well, see you next week. Bye.
See you.